诸位朋友，欢迎你到教会跟我们一起来学习道理。
Once again, we've come our friends to come to the church to learn the words of God.
今天下午跟大家来学习主耶稣自我介绍的一句话。
This is the self-introduction of Jesus Christ.
这句话经过2000年的考验，没有从圣经被拿掉。
And this statement was never removed from the Holy Scripture, even 2000 years later.
约翰福音第八章。
Let's refer to John.John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我就不在黑暗里面走，必要得着生命的光。
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
主耶稣这句话非常特别。
Jesus, this statement is very special, very unique.
主耶稣不是说我带光来给世界。
Jesus Christ didn't say that I brought light to the world.
耶稣说，我本身是世界的光。
He said, I am the light of the world.
我们在人世间你找不到一个人这样说过。
And nobody on earth ever claimed that he is the light of the world.
只有主耶稣这样讲过。
And only Jesus declared that he is the light of the world.
那为什么主耶稣这样讲？
And why did Jesus Christ make such a statement?
因为主耶稣就是神。
And he is God.
神就是光。
God is light.
所以他说，我是世界的光。
Therefore, he said, I am the light of the world.
这是站在他是神的立场来讲。
So he is in the position as God himself.
但主耶稣的肉体是玛利亚生的。
And physically, he was born by Mary.
他的爸爸是一个木匠。
And his father is a carpenter.
所以主耶稣在世界上被人看不起。
So Jesus Christ was despised by the others' wills on earth. He didn't have a high status of rank. He didn't have good appearance. He didn't have any social status, good social status. But when Jesus spoke as God himself, and he is very powerful, he has authority.And his word can prick into the heart of the others. And his words are full of promises and hope. And I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. If we did not know Jesus, and we wouldn't have light.If we know Jesus and refuse to follow him, and we are still in darkness, so what kind of things will happen in darkness? Let's refer to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 35.John chapter 12, verse 35.
耶稣对他们说，光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的就不知道往何处去。
Then Jesus said to them, A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going.
主耶稣说，光在你们中间。
Jesus says that light is among you.
那个光就是指着他本身。
And he refers to himself, who is the light.
那下面又说，那在黑暗里面行走的就不知道往何处去。
And he also says that he who walks in darkness does not know where he is going.
如果我们在黑暗走,
If we walk in darkness,
你就看不清楚你的路,
and we won't be able to see the road clearly,
看不清楚目标,
we couldn't even see our target,
那我们就很容易就迷失了方向,
and we can be lost easily in our direction.
所以我们在,
Years ago, we may see the lamppost. Why do you need the light? So the lighthouse can direct, can guide the ship sails properly. If you ever visited Hawaii or Honolulu, if you ever visit a Bishop Museum, and it tells the history of the Hawaiian native. The Hawaiian are the same ethnic groups of the Philippines. They have to sail through Samuel Islands. Before a compass was invented, and they used the bamboo sticks to make the raft to sail. And how did they? How do they know the directions? They watch the sun. And at night, they observe the moon and stars. So during in sailing, where there was no when it was very cloudy. And they lost in direction. There's no light guiding them. So light is very important. So wheels on earth. And what else and who can actually guide us? And who's the one that's like sun, moon, or star, always available, guiding you? We can find no one on this earth. There are always changes in philosophical thoughts. And nobody's talking about the existentialism, which is very popular in the 50s. And we also notice the change of the social current, social trends, and the change of culture. And of course, law is always is changeable. Anything is changeable, is not absolute, and will not stand forever. Any changeable or modifiable things will not help you to think your direction. So we should look for the light which is not changeable. So when man finds Jesus, and he will not be lost. If man didn't find Jesus, he would be lost because he didn't see the light. While Jesus was preaching, he used the word lost twice. And the first time he mentioned this in the parable of the prodigal son. A father loved his child very much, his son very much. But the son sends to the love of the father as a bondage. So he asked his father to give his share. And he traveled to travel far away. He indulged in his life and squandered and used up all of his properties. He thought that he had the freedom because he's no longer under the control of his father. Not a long time later, and he used up all of his belongings. And there was a famine in the place. What was he supposed to do? And then he tended swine. A Jew, to a Jew, swine or pig is an unclean animal. It's actually an insultation to his status. He has nothing to eat except the food for the pig. So he had this kind of miserable life for a while. Then he began to think, in my father's house, and I have an abundant life, why now I suffer and about to die? Then he make a comparison, and he woke up finally, and he decided to return to his father's home. And his father opened his hands to welcome him and hold on him. And the father had a feast to welcome his son's home. For this, my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. If we take a look at this story again, and we think about our human life, and who is that father? And he is the father in heaven. And who is the prodigal son then? And he is us. Man pursue for freedom, and they refuse to believe in Jesus. If without God, and man can do anything they want, and worshipping God seems to have a lot of bondage. So without God, and there is no light, and we are lost. It seems that this person has freedom. But in the end, our life has no peace, no joy. If without the grace of the Lord, and man lives in a very miserable life. So Jesus coming to this world, and through him, we can find the Father in heaven. Just like a prodigal son returning to his father's bosom. And to enjoy the abundance from his father. So after we believe in Jesus and know who God is, and we return to our Heavenly Father, in him there's abundant blessings and truth. Then this is the turning point of our life. And we then receive the true freedom. And the true freedom is not like I have the freedom of smoking or drinking and or using drugs or commit sins. The true freedom is even you don't have to drink nor smoke, you can still live in a good and free life. And this true freedom can only be found in the Lord. A lot of freedom is on this earth and will result in bondages. So when the power of God dwells in our heart, then we can be released from the bondage of sins and transgressions. Then we have the true freedom. So Jesus Christ is the light. Through the gospel he preached to us, we know who God is. Besides of Jesus Christ, there's no other salvation. Only Jesus Christ can bring us to the heavenly kingdom. If without Jesus, even we know that is God, but we have no light. We cannot see the path clearly. We are just like the prodigal son. We know that is a father, but we do not know, we couldn't find where the Father is. So Jesus Christ is the light. Then he provides the path for us to return to the Father. Just like the prodigal son returned to his father's house. And he will no longer be lost. And Jesus Christ mentioned about the second lost. He mentioned about a tax collector. His name is called Zacchaeus. And this, this tax collector was very pitiful.
他很有钱,
he was very rich.
但是没有一个人要跟他做朋友,
but he has no friends at all.
为什么?
Why?
因为他利用税利这个职位啊, 多收了人很多的钱,
and he collected all the unrighteous money from the others.
哦, 所以大家看他就把他画上等号, 他就是罪人。
Some people treated him or recognized him as a sinner.
哦, 所以主耶稣要到税利的家。
So when Jesus Christ was invited to go to this tax collector's house, Jesus Christ was passing by that town. And this tax collector was a shorty. He couldn't see Jesus. And he's the chief tax collector. And but he still wanted to see Jesus. So what was he supposed to do? And he climbed up a sycamore tree. And a person has such a high-ranking status, yet he climbed up a tree. But he has a desire to see Jesus. And Jesus also spotted him. And he says, Zacchaeus, came down. And today, the salvation will come to this house. And Jesus Christ resided in his house. And Zacchaeus saw the light of Jesus. And he also saw his sins because the light shone upon him. And he also knew what his direction was. And he said, and I will give half of my goods to the poor. If I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. If Zacchaeus actually did what he had promised, and he will be penniless. But now he found Jesus. He found the light. He knows that money is no longer important, not the only thing that he should pursue for. Because in the life of Jesus, he really understands what is the real meaning of life. The meaning of human life is to seek for the Lord and live in a life to glorify his name. So Jesus said, so Zacchaeus is also like a prodigal son. And Jesus came to find the lost man, the lost sheep. And Jesus, and Zacchaeus is also a lost person, since he didn't know Jesus. We are very busy on this earth. We are like Zacchaeus. And in order to pursue for the successes on this earth, we are very busy. But if we try to take a close look of our life, why am I so busy? And we couldn't find an answer to convince ourselves. A man set up a goal to pursue. For instance, when you were still a student, of course, you set a goal. Upon graduations, you seek for a job. Of course, this is your second goal. But if you try to join all these goals together, and what is the utmost goal you pursue for? What is your last goal? And you couldn't provide an answer. Why? If you try to take a look of your entire life from the beginning until the end, just like we are entering a cave, when you drive into a cave, when you are actually in the cave, what do you expect to see? There's a light in front of you. The light that you can see is the exit. And that is your hope. If you keep on driving in the cave, but you do not see the light of exit, then you will be frightened. Perhaps you will try to back up. But if this is a narrow lane that is impossible for you to back it up, the human life is just like it's like driving in this tunnel. And the shadow of death surrounds us.
真的，你如果有一张集体的照片，
if you have a group photo,
20年照的，
which taken 2 decades ago,
那你现在拿来看。
And you try to compare this photo.
这个也死了，那个也死了，那个也死了。
And those people in the photos are gone.
啊，大家都被死亡阴影笼罩。
Everyone was threatened by the shadow of death.
那我们就不晓得你什么时候轮到我。
And we may wonder, am I be the second one?
你没有办法知道什么时候轮到我。
You don't know when death come upon you.
但是有一件事情是确实的，有一天一定会轮到。
But one thing you are very sure about is,
那什么叫做死？
What is death?
死就是进入黑暗里面。
Death is the entrance to darkness.
所以我们在人生里面一直要找一点光。
So in human life, we are seeking for that light.
就是人生最后一个出路在哪里？
Which is our final destination.
怎么能够突破死亡，进到另外一个境界去？
How can we break through life and go into another world?
你找来找去找不到。
You couldn't find an answer on this earth.
一直到主耶稣来世界上。
Until Jesus Christ came to this world.
他告诉我们，我就是世界。
He told us that I am the light of the world.
他就是人生这个黑暗死亡的隧道里面最后的一点光。
And he is that light that is in the tunnel of darkness.
就是人生最后一个出路。
And it's the final destination.
所以人一定要找到耶稣。
So man has to find Jesus.
人生才有一个真正的希望。
Then human life will have a true hope.
没有耶稣就没有希望。
Without Jesus, there will be no hope.
请看马太福音第四章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
12节。
Verse 12.
第四章十二节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 12.
耶稣听见约旦下的监就退到加利利去。十三节。
13.
后来又离开拿撒勒往加百农去，就住在那个地方，靠海。在西伯伦和拿弗他利的边界上，这里讲说，耶稣开始的第一站传道里在加百农。
So the first place where Jesus preached was in Capernaum.
然后在那里有两个城。
There are two cities.
一个是西伯伦，一个是拿弗他利。
One is called Zebulun, one is called Naphtali.
但是主耶稣在这里传道，下一节说，这要应验以赛亚的话。
But instead in verse 14, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet.
那以赛亚是主耶稣800年前的一个先知。
Isaiah lived about 800 years BC before Christ.
神感动他，他就把耶稣要出生要做什么写得很清楚。
So God moved him, so he recorded the birth of Jesus Christ and also the works of him.
那在800年前，神已经感动以赛亚写主耶稣要在西伯伦跟拿弗他利传福音。
So even 800 years ago, Isaiah prophesied Jesus will work in Zebulun and Naphtali.
所以我们人的存在常常是偶然的。
So the existence of man is accidental.
如果你的父母选择不生你，你就不存在。
If your parents choose not to give birth to you and you do not exist.
如果你的父母在怀胎的时候把你堕胎，你就不存在。
If there's an abortion, then the baby will not survive.
所以我们的存在是偶然。
So our existence is accidental. It's by chance.
但是只有主耶稣的出生是神刻意的计划。
And only the birth of Jesus Christ was pre-planned.
所以800年前就把耶稣的一生写得很清楚。
So even 800 years ago, the life of Jesus Christ was clearly recorded.
那时间到了，就像演戏这样，一幕一幕一幕一幕这样一直演。
So when the time comes, everything has to be fulfilled.
就是为什么耶稣可以写。
This is why we can believe in Jesus. So even 800 years prior to his birth, the Bible prophesies his birth and his works. Verse 16 is the most important verse. The people who sat in darkness saw a great light. And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned.
所以我们每一个人虽然有生命，但是我们都是活在死亡的阴影之下。
Man has life, but they live in the darkness of, in the shadow of darkness.
好像你的头上总是有一团云盖住一样。
Just like your head is always covered by a dark cloud.
那怎么办呢？
What are we supposed to do?
主耶稣来。
And when Jesus comes,
他们就看见大光照在这个黑影里面的人。
Then the people who were in darkness saw a great light.
那个死印的阴影就消失了。
Then the shadow of death will be gone.
因为大光在这里。
Because the light shines upon them.
所以主耶稣宣称，我就是光。
Therefore, Jesus said that I am the light.
这对我们每一个人有永恒的意义。
And it has eternal meaning and significance to us.
为什么？
What's the reason?
我们现在看约翰福音第一章。
Let's refer to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音第一章第四节。
John chapter 1 verse 4.
这里说生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
这里说生命就是人的光。
In here it says that the life was the light of man.
所以当主耶稣说我就是世界的光。
So when Jesus says that I am the light of the world.
这一句话就是借指着他就是世界上的生命。
It means that he is the life of the world.
所以只要我们找到主耶稣。
As long as we find Jesus.
在我们死的那一个时刻。
So the moment when we are passing away.
我们就进到另外一个生命。
And we enter into another life.
那个叫做永生。
That is the eternal life, so-called the eternal life.
灵界里面的生命。
And that's the life in the spiritual world.
那个是跟神同在的生命。
And that's the life to abide with God.
那个是在乐园里面的生命。
That's the life in the paradise.
那个不是在地上。
And that's not the life on this earth.
那个是好的无比。
And that is the most beautiful place.
所以当我们找到了耶稣。
So when we find Jesus.
我们发现人生看到最后一点就是一个光。
So when we take a look of our life and to the end, there should be a light.
那个就是永生。
Which is the eternal life. Because Jesus is light, He's waiting for us there. And this is so called a living hope, a vivid and living hope. We have a lot of hopes. And what kind of hope that you can grab on and it will never vanish? We expect a new car. When you obtain a new vehicle, after you drive for a few years,And it becomes old, becomes a used car. And the car couldn't work, and couldn't operate anymore, and it's gone. And you expect for a new house. Several decades later, the house was old. And the house may even collapse. And your hope was gone. And you expect a new cloth. And you wear these garments every day. And later on, the garment teared apart, was torn apart.
跟你所爱的人结婚
and you expect to live together with your loved ones.
啊，结婚那天是很好啊。
And of course, the wedding day is the most beautiful day.
但是几十年
and several decades passed.
他离世了
and he or she, your spouse, passed away.
就消失了
and your hope was gone.
所以有哪一个盼望你能够永远抓住呢
and which of hope that you can grab on and it will sustain forever?
没有
none.
但是当主耶稣是光
butJesus, when Jesus is the light of the world, and he enables to gain life, that is called the living hope. And it's the hope of life. And that life, that hope will never vanish. So a Christian believer is not afraid of death. And so the death is just like a relocation. And it's to relocate from earth to heaven. So our body is buried. And the true self returns to the heavenly kingdom. So Jesus Christ said, I'm the light of the world. And this statement is very important to us. If without Jesus, man lives in darkness. Without Jesus, man lives in the shadow of death. And man will not have the true hope. If man is without hope, and everything has become meaningless. If a person studies so hard, and he is going to die anyway,Or the person makes a lot of money. He is going to die. When death comes upon him, he owns nothing. If without Jesus, the human life is meaningless. Man has no goal. Man has no hope. Man has no eternity. And so what is the purpose of living on earth?
主耶稣说我是光，这非常的重要。
Again, Jesus said that I'm the light of the world, and this statement is so essential.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's refer to John.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
19节。
Verse 19.
愿福音第三章十九节。
John chapter 3 verse 19.
光来到世间，世人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。二十节。
20.
凡作恶的便恨光，不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。二十一节。
21.
行真理的必要来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。这里讲光来到世间。
And here it's mentioned about light has come into the world.
就是指着主耶稣来世界。
It refers to Jesus Christ coming to the world.
我们发现世界上有两种人。
There are two kinds of people on this earth.
一种选择拒绝主耶稣。
And one kind of person refused to accept Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣的话定他们的罪。
Because the word of Jesus Christ condemned those people.
所以我只要不没有耶稣，我要怎么生活都没有关系。
As long as I have no part with Jesus and no part in Jesus, I can live whatever I want.
我现在信了耶稣。
And now I believe in Jesus.
主耶稣的话天天提醒我，我这样不对啊。
The word of Jesus Christ reminds me every day what I have done.
我这样的生活是犯罪的。
And I live in the life committing sins and transgression. But he refused to change.
所以他就不信了。
And he refused to believe in Jesus.
但是另外有一种人,
that's another type of people.
就是行真理的,
and those who practice truth.
就是他的人生啊, 很想要追求完全。
And he pursued for perfection.
那忽然间看到耶稣的光。
And when he spots the light of Jesus,
他就发现这就是人生的至宝。
And he knows this is the most valuable thing.
为什么?
What's the reason?
很多人有良心要行善。
A lot of people have the conscience to do good.
但是很多的立志都行不来。
But even they make some determination, but they cannot do it.
所以今天在立志，明天就后悔。
Even they make a determination, and the next day they regret.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们人太软弱了。
Man is so weak spiritually.
我们人生命的本质有问题。
Because that is a problem with our life.
你说人生是本善还是本恶？
Is a person born to born as a good one or as a bad one?
很多人在辩论啊，是人性本善还是人性本恶？
So people argue about whether human nature is good or the human instinct is bad. Human nature is bad.
如果从圣经看起来，
if we refer to the Bible,
两个都有，
and it has both.
因为人有良心，
man has conscience.
所以人有一个良善的本性。
So man has a good nature.
所以良心要引导我们，
and our conscience will guide us.
但是我们犯罪，我们活在罪里面。
But man also commit sin, and they live in sin, in transgression. So man has the natures of sin.
这个罪性啊，你拔不掉。
It's very hard to remove it.
好像那个基因一样，已经在你身体的一部分，你除不掉。
Just like the gene in your body, which cannot be removed.
那这个基因会影响你外表的形态。
And of course, the gene will affect your outer appearance.
但是这个罪性会影响我们的生活。
But the nature of sin will also affect our life.
所以每一个人如果想要立志行善，
so a man has the determination to do good,
到最后就常常觉得非常挫折，因为我里面有一个罪性我除不掉。
And he is very frustrated because he cannot remove the nature of sin in his heart.
一直到主耶稣来，
until the coming of Jesus Christ.
突然间你发现人世间怎么有这种人呢？
And then you discover why there's such kind of person like this.
被骂不还口。
Even he was scolded, but he didn't argue back.
被害不说威吓的话。
Even he was persecuted, he didn't say the words of harshment.
安静。
And he was so meek and quiet.
被人钉到十字架上。
Even he was crucified on the cross.
他能够赦免那钉他的人。
He could forgive those who crucified him.
他被审判一天晚上。
And he was judged for the whole night.
大家人拿着显微镜在他身上找他讲什么话错，他做什么事情错。
And people tried to pick on him.
找来找去，反正没有罪。
But they found Jesus is not guilty.
人世间怎么有一个人这样呢？
How can you find such a perfect person like that?
为什么？因为耶稣的生命是完全的生命。
Because Jesus, the life of Jesus Christ is perfect.
神的生命完完全全充满在他里面。
And the life and the divine nature of Jesus, of God is in Jesus.
所以当一个人为着自己的罪觉得很难过的时候，
When a person feels very uncomfortable, feels guilty of his sin,
到处去找，找看人世间有没有哪一个人能够帮助我。
And he keep on looking for a person who can help him.
你到最后发现，
Finally,
找到了耶稣。
Only Jesus.
只有耶稣是光。
Only Jesus Christ is the light.
当他进到我们里面，
When Jesus enters into our life,
他的光进到我们里面，
and his light shines upon us and enters into us, then the darkness in us will be removed.
当他的生命进到我们里面，
When the life of Jesus enters into our heart,
我们的生命就改变，
and our life will be changed.
我们生活就改变了，
and our life will be changed.
本来坏脾气，
A person has hot temper. And the life of Jesus grows in him. He becomes a very meek and a peaceful person. He was very pessimistic, very sorrowful. But once the life of Jesus entered into his life, and he was very joyous and very peaceful. He was a very weak person and couldn't do the good deeds. But when the life of Jesus entered into his heart, then he would be able to do good things. And he was totally changed and converted. And the old self was gone. And the darkness was gone. The true light shines upon him. And the true light is Jesus Christ. Therefore, friends, Jesus Christ is light. And this is the greatest hope. He will guide us onto the right direction of human life. And he will also bring us true hope, real hope. And he can bring us to live in a sinless life. So on this earth, we will pursue for the light. Perhaps this is the first time you come to the church. I hope this is the new beginning. You're always welcome to come to the church and to seek for Jesus Christ and to know him better and to accept his light shining upon you. And you will also discover that next year you are different from this year. Because in Jesus, everything is renewed. All the old things are gone. Everything has become new. As long as you have the desire to seek for him, you will be able to see new life and to grow in you. This is a very precious thing. Once again, we welcome our friends to come to the church. May the Lord be with you. Now we have to sing along.